Cerebral Shackles Redemption Song, inspired by Bob Marley's Redemption Song. Emancipate yourself from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our minds. None but ourselves can free our minds. Now, how can I become free from the cerebral shackles that have captured my thoughts, stifled my progress, and corrected my quote-unquote defiance with an invisible whip? How do I free my mind when the dehumanization and defacing of Black people was the most successful mission in his story, in her story, in our story? We are the originating victims, subjects of Stockholm Syndrome. Our captors engage in cultural terrorism, annihilating our psychological self, destroying our perceptions of identity, identifying themselves as our savior, the cure of our shameful existence. We as Black people are in a psychological warfare within ourselves and amongst our people. So before we can take heed to Bob Marley's cry for emancipation, recognition of compliance and complacency is necessary to ignite the process of condemnation. Emancipation is not only predicated on removing the cerebral shackles that engulfs our mind, but a people's willingness to rethink thinking uncomfortably, unapologetically. Detonate a cultural bomb within and amongst ourselves that has the chilling effect of rendering white thoughts and white ways of being the uncomfortable thoughts of normalcy. Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery. None but ourselves can free our minds. None but ourselves can free our minds.